Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Brendan Harris. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The third baseman, Josh Fields. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chris Getz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Span hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harris bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Creed hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Redmond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive towards third. Creed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pierzynski moves to second. Chris Getz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Getz takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Pierzynski scores. Getz moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fields is 0-for-1 in the game. Fields strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Konerko moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuttier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Getz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Getz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Getz for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0-for-2 in the game. Podsednik hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Fields, and into shallow left field. Redmond reaches second base with a double. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redmond moves to third. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fields is 0-for-2 in the game. Fields strikes out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-2 in the game. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Konerko moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Creed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Creed hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Henn now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Redmond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Getz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Getz bunts in front of the plate. Redmond scoops up the ball and tags Getz for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fields. Cuttier moves to third. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a fly ball towards right. Dye catches it and throws to Conurco, who relays to second to double up Redmond. Cuttier tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0-for-3 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fields is 0-for-3 in the game. Fields bunts towards the mound. Henn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dye is walked intentionally. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Thome reaches second base with a double. Podsednik scores. Dye goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conurco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Conurco hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thome moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Span takes first base on ball 4. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thornton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Breslow now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Getz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Getz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Creed strikes out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morneau moves to third. 2 outs. Brian Buescher pinch hits for Mike Redmond. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago.